Welcome to the Access Vikings podcast. I am Michael Rand. Got Matt Wenzel, Chip Scoggins in the house. It's going to be a fun little episode. We got a little interview with Anton Exum to play a little bit later on. Matt did that down at training camp.
It's a new segment.
It's a new segment we like to call 3 minutes of nonsense. And I'm going to have to avoid making a bad, dirty joke every time we talk about 3 minutes of nonsense. We also have fantasy football guru Evan Silva. We talked to him for a good healthy 20 minutes later on. So stick around for that towards the end of the podcast. Should be good information as you get ready for your fantasy football drafts. First, though, let's talk a little Vikings.
This is the
Access Vikings
podcast. We probably talk more than just a little.
We talk a lot of Vikings because this is that is the aptly named that's our show. That's what we do here. It's the Access Vikings podcast. Matt, you've been down at camp. Camp's over. Weird.
Wrapped up this morning. I wasn't there for the last practice because I'm flying out to Cincinnati probably right after I tape this or we tape this. But yeah, camp wrapped up. It was a quick camp. Only 12 days since they reported. Part of that's because they're going to Cincinnati for these joint practices.
Right.
But the stay in Mankato was a short one for us.
A lot of camp standouts, though, in the brief time they were there. Let's jump right into a discussion of that. I know you wrote, I think it was you that wrote the other day, maybe it was your colleague Mark Craig, that wrote about Everson Griffin and how good...
That was Mr. Craig.
That was Mr. Craig, okay. How good Everson Griffin has been looking. Griffin already a very good player, looks even maybe even better now, like he's added, just kind of evolving into even more of a standout now.
Yeah, I mean, last year he played through a shoulder injury and still was able to get, you know, 10.5 sacks, I think it was, and be a good run defender. And, you know, he's looked very good. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he sets a new career high